Hello, this is Robert Rickover, and my guest today is Imogen Ragone, an Alexander Technique teacher and website designer in Wilmington, Delaware. And we're doing what will probably be a four, possibly a five-part series of short podcasts on the topic gravity, support, and freedom. This is part two of the gravity. There are two podcasts about gravity itself. We've had a very general discussion about gravity, and now we're going to talk about its influence on us personally, so to speak, and how we can make use of that. And Imogen is going to interview me, so I'm going to turn this over to you, Imogen.
Well, hi, Robert. Good to be here. So maybe we can just back up for a second, and I'm going to ask you what the Alexander technique is, and then we can kind of move on and have everything in that sort of context.
Absolutely. The Alexander technique is a way of learning how to use ourselves efficiently and effectively, given what our structure is and given what the forces that are operating on us are.
Right. So one of those forces, as we know from our previous discussion, is gravity. So how does that affect us personally, and how can we use a kind of more accurate understanding of it to help us?
Right. Well, as we discussed, gravity is basically an attractive force between any two pieces of matter. And the earth on which we are standing or sitting on a chair that's on it, or we're all on or near the surface of the earth. And that's a very large piece of matter compared to our size. And it draws us straight down because we're also a piece of matter. And so gravity is operating on us, is drawing us down all the time. There's really no way around that other than going into outer space or possibly putting yourself in a gigantic centrifuge and having it spun around at some god-awful speed.
That doesn't sound like a good plan.
It doesn't sound like the kind of thing most people want to do. So gravity is this constant force that is always drawing us straight down, basically drawing us towards the center of the earth. And there is a concept that some of our listeners might remember from high school physics or college physics called center of gravity. The center of gravity is kind of a shorthand idea for the body that you're talking about. Let's say it's a book. A book has a center of gravity. It's pretty easy to determine. It's sort of right in the middle of it, if it's a solid object, assuming it has even distribution. With humans, our center of gravity is located roughly 2 inches below our navel, and it's pretty much exactly in the middle, front to back and side to side.
So I'm going to ask a really basic question that may be laughable to a physicist. thinking about the center of gravity. So is the Earth's center of gravity the center of the Earth, and that's where we're being pulled to?
Yes, yes.
So when you're talking about the attractive forces, is it actually, even though they're extremely weak in terms of us, but it would be that to our center of gravity?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And the force is weak in a technical sense compared to the other major forces, but as we talked about before, the version of gravity that we're getting from the Earth is quite strong as far as we can tell, because we're getting it from a huge, huge object.
Right.
Compared to our size. Mm-hmm. So that's why if you lose your balance and fall down, you could crack your head open. I mean, that is gravity at work in a not so nice way. But gravity of course, keeps us tethered to the surface of the Earth, which is generally a pretty good thing. And interestingly enough, the Alexander technique, which is kind of the ultimate topic of all of these discussions or related to it,
does have
some ideas about gravity, and in particular, it most of it is about the gravity, the effect of gravity on our head, because gravity not only operates on our whole body, but it also operates on all the little parts of it that are movable. And of course, our head has quite a bit of mobility compared to the rest of us. So there is a gravitational attraction of our head down to the center of the Earth as well. And that the center of gravity of our head, as I think a lot of teachers know implicitly, and I think a lot of them explicitly, is forward and up from where the head moves on top of the spine. So the place where it moves is kind of right pretty close to your ear holes. It's slightly forward and down from that, but it's close enough. Mm-hmm. And the center of gravity of this thing that is moving around C1 is right at eye level, right behind your eyeballs, right in the middle. It's very high up, and it's forward and up from where the pivot point is.
Yeah, interesting.
Which is why if you are in a lecture and you get bored, your head flops down, which happened to me a lot as an undergraduate. Mm-hmm. And then I would wake up and there'd be this jerk, and it was embarrassing. But that is ultimately, I think, why the Alexander technique direction forward and up works, because if your head is always being drawn down towards the Earth, that means that your head rotates around that point, and that tends to involve a lengthening of all the muscles of the back of your neck, and the back of your body gets involved, and that takes you up. It's that downward pull of gravity on your head that makes the head-neck connection Alexander's primary control, a term he used to say that relationship was the most important in terms of how we function, that if your head's not balanced on top of your neck, it's going to be a constant force against you, and if it is balanced, it's going to be a force for good. And that balance is a balance between gravity pulling your head down and the muscles of the back and side of your neck primarily tending to or having the ability to pull it back. And when we have excess neck tension, then gravity's not operating freely on your head and all sorts of not so great things happen. And I think that generally is pretty understood by most Alexander teachers and students.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so, maybe not exactly as you've explained it,
right,
in the most technical way, but I think yes.
But I think that would make sense to most
absolutely
teachers.
I can't imagine.
And then the other thing is, of course, gravity operates on our arms and our legs and our feet individually, and I don't want to get into that right now, but it operates on all of us, our whole self, and that's where our overall center of gravity
comes
into play.
I wanted to ask you about, because you developed this kind of, I don't know what you call it, almost an add-on system or method to Alexander, or related.
In WordPress terms, it would be a plug-in.
Okay.
It's a kind of an add-on.
Up with gravity. Up with gravity, which I found extremely useful for myself and my students. But maybe you can explain a bit about that and how we can use that system sort of to make make the most of our understanding of gravity or.
Right. Well, I don't want to get into the details of it, but there I will we'll put a link. I'll put a
Sure.
link that gives you really everything you need to know about it. But that basically our center of gravity, as I said, is in stand when we're standing. It's different when we're sitting. But when we're standing, it's a couple of inches below your navel, and it's right in the middle, front to back. Now, that's a fact that's well understood by in the martial arts, by Tai Chi people. It's also understood by a lot of horseback riders and gymnasts, for example. It's pretty common knowledge in some fields. And what I've done is take that information and asked, well, how can we use that information constructively? That is, gravity is there when you're standing 24/7. There's no sign that it's going to disappear anytime soon. And if
Let's
it
hope
did, it
not.
wouldn't matter because we would disappear along with it. So, given that we know how it operates on us, it pulls our center directly towards the center of the Earth. How can we use that information to make our movements more fluid and easy? And that's really what Up with Gravity is all about. And in its in the form that I'm using it today, it's directly tied in with Alexander Technique directions. And in particular, I'm using freedom directions, but it's a kind of a body mapping in a way. It's saying, well, there's where it is. It's not going to change. The force, that is not going to change. So how can we utilize that information? And that's what Up with Gravity is about. And I found it to be an amazingly effective thing to teach people.
Yeah,
And when
I.
I teach it now, I integrate it immediately into Alexander directions. And as I say, we'll have information about where you can learn more about that. So,
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Anything else about Up with Gravity or.
nothing else about Up with Gravity.
Yeah,
There's a
so I
lot
would.
to say about it, and I'll say also that while I haven't written much about it, the effect of gravity on other parts of you, like your arms and your legs and your feet, is also worth exploring separately from the overall effect. But I don't want to get into that in any detail here.
So the other thing I was curious about was breathing and how that might be affected or helped by our understanding
Yes. Well,
gravity.
the atmosphere in which we live, which contains the oxygen we need to breathe, is only here because of gravity. As I think I mentioned in the previous talk, if the gravitational field got slightly weaker, it would all just disappear on us, and that would be the end of our species as
So it's
well.
definitely useful for
It's
breathing because we
definitely
have something to
useful,
breathe.
but I think a useful way to think about it's not just that,
I know.
but that gravity is well, by drawing the atmosphere towards the Earth and keeping it there, there is a thing called atmospheric pressure. That is, the air around us does exert a pressure on us. We're not usually aware of it because it's kind of soft and smooth and whole body, and we grew up, our whole lives have been in that system. But that pressure means that we're perfectly, and I should say our breathing system, as I understand it, is perfectly adapted to utilize that pressure. That is, when air comes in, our system creates a vacuum. Diaphragm
You
drops
mean when it
down.
goes out?
Well, when air comes into us, when our diaphragm pushes down gently against our abdominal cavity and our ribs expand, and that creates a vacuum. We're starting from scratch here. Into that vacuum comes the air.
Okay.
And which means that we don't have to, because that movement of the diaphragm and the rib movement can take place kind of on autopilot to a certain extent. I mean, we can control it, but it will happen on its own, even if we don't, that we don't have to make a special effort to get air in. It'll just come in if we allow it. So, and there's a lot of talk these days in Alexander circles, and I think generally it's being understood in breathing circles that the job is not so much to get air in. It'll come in on its own if we let it. The big thing is getting it all or mostly out so that when the next cycle begins, there's not a lot of stale air in there filling up the chamber already. So, an Alexander technique teacher, Jessica Wolf, has done a lot of work with something called the art of breathing, and based on the work of someone else, but related very much to the Alexander technique, that says it's not a good idea to take a deep breath the way your doctor might suggest, but just allow the air to come in. And if you're going to put any effort or any extra attention on, it's getting the air out. So one way to do that is to make the exhale part a little longer than the inhale part. There are various tricks to do that, but and I don't want to get into the details of that, but the point is that gravity is what allows us to breathe in an efficient manner. If we make intelligent use of it. And I think that's what, for example, the art of breathing is about, ultimately, is making intelligent use of the atmospheric pressure on us, which itself is caused by gravity.
And I would say the Alexander technique in general, right? Not.
I believe so. I be,
Yeah.
and 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 you know an interesting thing. Alexand, if you look up, if you do a search of Alexander's books for the term center of gravity, and he was talking about the whole center, spelled in the British way, of
Well,
course,
of course.
it appears numerous times in his early books. I think about 30 or so references, and it just disappears eventually. But he has some quotes about center of gravity that are kind of point the way to some of the ideas of up with gravity. I think that Alexander didn't end up focusing on that as I think he got that it was important, but I think his attention mainly went to head, neck, back stuff. His directions were all kind of around that, but he was aware of our center of gravity and its importance. I just don't think he worked out a methodology for it. But do a search on MSI, and I think Constructive Conscious Control too, center of gravity, spelled the British way, and you will see a lot of quotes by him. It
Interesting.
did sort of disappear. I don't think you find any, or maybe in Use of the Self or the Universal Constant, his later books. So he was aware of it, but I don't think he I think he pursued other avenues primarily.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about related to gravity and how it affects us and personally, or
No,
I think we
I
covered it?
think that we have, but I'll just add a teaser that'll kind of lead into our next interview, which will be about support. And that is, I've said several times that gravity is drawing us directly towards the center of the Earth. But if you look around, you'll notice that you're not there. And the
You mean I'm not
reason,
at the center of the earth?
not as far as I
And I'm
know.
not even flattened onto the floor
Well,
at
that's
the
a
moment.
slightly different, but you're flattened onto something. The question of why we're not all at the center is actually a very important question. And it's not the simple answer I think that most people understand. And that's what we're going to get to in the next interview or two
Okay,
about
so in the
support.
next thrilling installment, we have that to look forward
Absolutely,
to.
absolutely.
Okay, so thanks so much, Robert. Really interesting. I'm going to turn back over to you just to finish up this.
Sure. My guest and interviewer today has been Imogen Ragone, who's an Alexander Technique teacher and website designer in Wilmington. And as I said, the next episode in this, I believe it'll be a 4 or 5 part series, will be about, it's the general theme of this series is gravity, support, and freedom. This is the second and final gravity part. We're going to get to support in the next episode. Thank you, Imogen.
Thank you.